Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very, very warm welcome back. Solara here. As always, it's beautiful to be with you. I'm going to be sharing something with you today, which is super simple. This is why the episode is short and sweet, because I want to give you something simple and powerful that will be the absolute difference that makes the difference in your day and ultimately in your life and how your dreams and desires unfold as a result of it. Just because it's simple, please don't underestimate it. This is one of those things that when you understand it and you start living it, it subtly changes absolutely everything. It changes the way that you feel. It changes the energy that you bring to your day, that you bring to your tasks, what you feel in your body, the way that everything starts to unfold. And the core idea of it is to check in regularly throughout the day with the energy that you are bringing into the small moments of your day. The ones that you actually think are insignificant are actually the ones that are the most creative energetically. Whether that's making a cup of tea, whether it's sitting in a meeting, whether it's, I don't know, driving to pick up the kids, working on your dreams and your goals, replying to messages. So it's not just the big decisions. It's not just what you think are the important decisions. I mean, absolutely everything. Because I've discovered the truth is that the energy that you are acting from, taking action from, is the energy that is subtly shaping where you are going in your life. Every single time. And this is why it's so important to cultivate awareness around this and actively change it. And I think it's important to mention here, this isn't about overriding your emotions, because when you feel you heal, right? So this is a what I'm talking about now is a completely different subject to being in touch with your emotions, knowing that when something needs to be felt and worked through, that you honor that and you give yourself the space to be able to do that. Because when your body is asking you to sit with something, to process something, to move something, then that is important. That does need to come first. I'm talking about an everyday energy. So it's completely different. This is more like a maintenance energy, a vibrational maintenance energy that I'm talking about. This is kind of like the in-between moments, the moments where nothing specifically big is happening, but your energy is still creating your experience. I used to live in a constant state of rushing and pushing and forcing. And not only that, I was actually proud of it as well. I wore it like a badge of honor, like how much I could get done and how fast I could walk and get out of the car. It's kind of like a bit, I'm worn out thinking about it. It's a bit Sergeant Major-y, I guess, in some respects. The busier I was, the faster I moved, the more I got done, and the better I felt about myself, or at least I thought the better I felt about myself. But actually, underneath all of that, my nervous system was slowly frying. I didn't realize that I was just slowly running out of energy, and it was relentless. I pushed and pushed and pushed. I didn't see it at the time, though. I just thought that I needed to just keep going, push more, do more, be more, get more badges of honor, till eventually my capacity ran out and I would crash. I'd then build myself back up again. I didn't see it in the beginning. I think this is important to add. It was really subtle. I didn't even notice that this was happening. I built myself back up again. I would do it all over again. And then I would crash. And it's a bit like the hare and the tortoise, I guess, if I use that as a metaphor. I was living very much like the hare, sprinting through life, pushing, rushing, running past everybody, and then collapsing in exhaustion. And that would just happen over and over again. Whereas now I live much more like the tortoise, steady, more grounded, more intentional, more aware of what is going on, And actually, I feel like I get further with it. I also feel like I enjoy my life more. I savor more of the moments that I used to miss because I was running so fast. And this is the invitation, and this is the shift that I want to offer you, is for you to have awareness around the energy that you're bringing into these tiny pockets of your day, even the energy that you're listening to this episode with. Are you listening to this episode because I need to be positive? I need to take on more information. I need to have more wisdom. Or is it, you know what? I'm going to relax and really enjoy this episode. I'm going to learn something new. I'm going to bring something into this that creates like a sacred pause. And it's something that I enjoy. And it's not something that's another thing on my to-do list that I'm going to tick off. So what you can ask yourself in these smaller moments, what energy am I bringing to this? What energy am I bringing to drinking my water, taking my supplements? What energy am I bringing to the gardening? What energy am I bringing to feeding my animals? What energy am I bringing into speaking and spending time with my children? What energy am I bringing into taking care of myself? And the list is endless. Whatever it is that you do in your day, that's your list of what energy am I bringing to this. Now, this is not about calling yourself out. It's not about judgment. It's definitely not about putting any extra pressure on yourself. In fact, this is what relaxes your nervous system rather than what stresses your nervous system out. So we're just going to cultivate awareness around it, because the moment you become aware, you then have choice. You can, of course, stay the same and keep doing what I did and be like the hare and probably get a huge amount done. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. So this isn't judging that either. But it's having that awareness and that balance so that you don't then burn yourself out. So there might be moments when you realize like you're rushing. There might be moments that you just realize that you're either hunched over or your breathing is a lot more tense than normal. You might notice that you're coming from a place of pressure or fear or sense of need or urgency. And again, there's no judgment on any of that. This is just about creating opportunities for a recalibration. And then if it feels available to you in that moment, if you can take the next step beyond awareness, is to gently offer yourself a reset. That could look like in the form of taking a breath. It's like, actually, I'm really aware that I'm rushing right now. I'm just going to slow down. I'm going to take in a slow deep breath. I'm going to ask myself, what energy am I bringing to this? And you can continue on that energy if you choose it, or you can reset that energy. What energy would I prefer to bring to this? I'd prefer to bring joy or playfulness or presence or fun. And then you can just allow your body just to soften. So whether it's relaxing your shoulders down or noticing your jaws clench, relaxing that, just some shift, even if it's small, is the difference that absolutely makes a difference. Because what you're doing in those moments is you're coming back to yourself. You're choosing differently. You're choosing a different energy. You're choosing consciously, which I think is really important. And this all ties in so massively into manifestation and into the law of attraction, because manifestation and the law of attraction is not just about focusing on what you want. If it was, oh my goodness, that would just make life so much easier. Not necessarily fulfilling. I'll do another episode on that at some point. But it's not just about what you believe. It's not just about what you're focusing on. It's the state, the energy that you are consistently operating from, which determines what you experience. So if you're doing everything from that pressure and that urgency, and that energy is then going to be leading the way. And of course, from a law of attraction perspective, the energy we give out, the energy returns back to us. So we just create more urgency. We just create more pressure. But if the energy that you're moving from is presence and groundedness, fun or joy, or whatever it is that you choose, it creates something very, very different. So how does this look in real life? How can I catch myself? Be creative. You may have additional ways that you can do this. I would say, first of all, is choosing everyday anchors. So pick things that you are already doing every day and let those be your moments. So if it is making a cup of tea, noticing what is going on with your breath while you're waiting for the kettle to boil. Are you there and impatient? Taking ages to boil, or are you taking it as an opportunity to actually know what? I'm going to use this time to breathe. to take in a few deep breaths, whether it's opening your laptop. Are you rushing to open your laptop and panicking and annoyed or whatever it might be because your battery's running out and trying to find the cable? Pause. Stop in those moments. Ask yourself, what energy am I coming from? Is this the energy I want to lead my life with? Is this energy I want to inject into the next moment of my day? If not, that's okay. Take a breath. What energy do you want to? Actually, you know what? I want to enjoy this process of, you know, this good feeling of opening my laptop and showing up for my day to day. And even just getting in the car. Sometimes I get in the car faster than I've opened the door and I end up hitting my head or my body or something. It's these moments that seem small that I promise you they are big. So they can also become your reminder. Before you start, pause and check in. And you can then also use your body as a signal. And I think this is really important. Like, I'm one for a real tense jaw. I'm one when I'm feeling stressed, my body kind of curves over. Notice, what is your body telling you? Is it feeling heavy and weighed down by everything? Is it because everything is weighing you down, or is it because your perception of everything is weighing you down? And is it because the energy that you're bringing into it that's weighing you down? It's not the actual thing itself. So if you feel tight, if you feel rushed, if your breath feels shallow, then that's your cue. That's your cue to not judge yourself, remember, to pause and reset. Now, this isn't about getting it right or getting it wrong. You're not trying to become perfectly calm and present and float through everything. I mean, we're human and we're having this human experience. This is just about building awareness. And over time, this awareness, when you're consistent with it, it's going to change your baseline energy. And that's absolutely what we want. So there you go, nice and quick and easy. What energy are you coming from? Remember, the energy you come from always determines where you are going. So this is just about noticing, not changing everything, choosing a couple of things throughout your day that you're going to ask yourself, what energy am I bringing to this? You'll notice as you do that, it's going to slowly start to leak into some of the other tasks. And before you know it, you'll be coming from a completely different energy. And that different energy is going to subtly reshape your reality. So if this has landed for you, please share this with somebody else that you notice is rushing and pushing and forcing. And as always, if you're ready to go deeper, I would love to have a 30-minute free consultation with you if you'd like to explore any one-to-one work with me. My diary opens back up again in June, and I'd love to support you in any way that I can. For now, remember to check in on that energy. Take care. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.